fired over a piece of cardboard. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Banks are now under strict rules to make sure there's never again a 2008 debacle. And those rules apply to every bank employee, including Richard Eggers, who worked in a Wells Fargo home mortgage office in Des Moines, Iowa, answering the phones.
Customer service, telephone jockey.
And he did his job well, until one day the email went out that the FDIC would be enforcing a new rule.
It states that anyone with a criminal record cannot work in a position of financial responsibility.
Bad news for Richard Eggers, who on a February night in 1963 was hanging out at the laundromat with a friend watching the clothes go around when he got bored.
And for no good reason, I started cutting out dime-sized pieces of cardboard to see if they would work in the coin machines, which they don't.
The sheriff caught him, cardboard-handed, and arrested him for fraud. And now, 49 years later, his bank has no choice but to fire him unless he applies for a waiver.
The lower personnel, like myself, were simply shown the door and told that we could call FDIC. The management personnel who were caught in this had waivers filed for them by Wells Fargo.
And that is how a bank regulation, intended to prevent another meltdown due to guys who made fraudulent securities out of thin air, ended up protecting us from a guy who made fraudulent dimes out of cardboard. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.